This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States and United Kingdom joined Israel Sunday in alleging Iran carried out a fatal drone strike on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea, putting further pressure on Tehran as it denied being involved in the assault. Calling it an unlawful and callous act, the British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said his country and its allies planned a coordinated response over the strike Thursday night on the oil tanker Mercer Street. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken soon followed, saying there was no justification for the attack, which follows a pattern of attacks and other belligerent behavior. The strike on the Mercer Street marked the first known fatal attack after years of assaults on commercial shipping in the region linked to tensions with Iran over its tattered nuclear deal. 6 months after seizing power from the elected government, Myanmar's military leader on Sunday declared himself prime minister and said he would lead the country under the extended state of emergency until elections are held in about 2 years. The senior general Minong Lang said the state of emergency will achieve its objectives by August of 2023. In a separate announcement, the military government named itself the caretaker government and Minong Lang the prime minister. The state of emergency was declared when troops moved against the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st, an action the general said was permitted under the military-authored 2008 Constitution. The military claimed her landslide victory in last year's national elections was achieved through massive voter fraud, but it offered no credible evidence. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Dr. Anthony Fauci has warned that more pain and suffering is on the horizon as COVID-19 cases climb again in the United States, and officials plead with unvaccinated Americans to get their shots. Fauci, the U.S.'s top infectious disease expert, also said he does not foresee additional lockdowns in the U.S. because he believes enough people are vaccinated to avoid a recurrence of last winter. However, he did say not enough are inoculated to crush the outbreak at this point. Fauci's warning comes days after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention changed course to recommend that even vaccinated people return to wearing masks indoors in parts of the U.S. where the Delta variant is fueling infection surges. With the switch, federal health officials have cited studies showing vaccinated people can spread the virus to others. About 100 protesters marched through the streets of Tokyo on Sunday to call for the cancellation of the Olympics. Protesters shouted slogans and carried banners, many of them reading, "Cancel the Olympics." Worries still linger over the coronavirus risk as the Olympics games go on in the city. Tokyo Olympics organizers on Sunday reported 18 new games-related COVID-19 cases, including one athlete, bringing the total games-linked number since July 1st to 259. The number of children recruited by armed groups in Burkina Faso rose at least fivefold so far this year. That's up from 4 documented cases in all of last year, according to information seen by the AP and in an unpublished report by international aid and conflict experts. Witnesses of one attack in Solhan said that they saw children helping the fighters burn down houses, but they didn't see the miners killing anyone. Government confirmed that children were involved in the assault. As the violence increases, so does the recruitment of children soldiers. The number of children recruited by armed groups in Burkina Faso rose at least fivefold so far, and up from the 4 undocumented cases. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Democratic leaders are calling on the Biden administration to immediately extend the nation's eviction moratorium. The Democrats are calling it a moral imperative to prevent Americans from being put out of their homes during a COVID-19 surge. An estimated 3.6 million Americans are at risk of eviction, some as soon as Monday. Congress was unable to pass legislation swiftly to extend the ban, which expired at midnight Saturday. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.